While the Malaysian front lines are doing their best to combat COVID-19, Health Director General Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah mentioned that we have not won and neither have we lost. Just yesterday, the 10th of April, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced another extension on the Movement Control Order (MCO) from 15 to the 18th of April, adding another 14 days to help flatten the curve of COVID-19 spread in Malaysia. Among all the efforts to detect, screen and treat the COVID-19 patients, it has been announced that a team of medical professionals from China will be visiting Malaysia to give us a helping hand to manage the outbreak of the coronavirus. Dr. Noor Hisham stated that the Chinese medical team will look at the performance of Malaysia's hospitals in handling the current outbreak. Dr. Noor Hisham had also explained that these medical professionals will share their experience of handling COVID-19 since they had been through the process previously. They will share their experience because they've been through the process of handling COVID-19. What's more important is sharing their experiences for those who have managed COVID-19 in their own country. Some of their practices were unprecedented. During the press conference at Putrajaya yesterday, Dr. Noor Hisham said that the medical team's role is to share and discuss how we can improve the efficiency of our services. Malaysia's Ministry of Health is also looking for a possibility to collaborate with the Chinese medical team in conducting research in regards to the coronavirus, as reported on The Star. So far, the date of arrival of the medical team from China is yet to be announced. We hope that their visit would be able to support our medical system in a way and to speed up our process of flattening the curve. As of yesterday during the daily COVID-19 briefing conducted by Dr. Noor Hisham, there were a total of 118 new cases, which brings the total number to 4,346. Three death cases were reported, bringing the death toll in Malaysia to 70. Also read, just in, barbers, dobi, optical shops, and six other businesses allowed to operate in phases. You have reached the end of this story.